Ready, Dan?
Let's go. Oh, you were born ready, right? Everyone was born because the Amalek hit them here, right? So everyone was born ready. You knew all the Torah. Okay, here we go. Are we starting the new sugya? So this parak is called Ketzer HaRegel. Now we're going to Ketzer HaShen, right? So, Mishnah here begins on your Testament base. Let's see, Lama, it's a very interesting Kedushim that come out from this sugya in the beginning. Okay, let's see. Ketzer HaShen. Yonah Pidchus, go ahead, read the Mishnah. Go ahead, Ketzer. Yeah, you got to read loud. Right. Shane is mu'ah to eat what is what? It's fitting for it. Shane is to eat what is fitting for it. Go ahead, Abahema. The Behema is mu'ah to eat what? Peres v'yarakos. The Behema is mu'ah lecho peres v'yarakos. So Rashi, let's get it down to Shitaso. Rashi l'shitaso l'maisa. Rashi l'shitaso is masbir. That the Gemara is asking, the Mishnah is asking a question, gives an answer. Ketzer HaShen mu'edes. Period. Right? So what's the answer? Lechos aroilo. Yeah? That's how Rashi learns. Okay, let's get this down. Rashi learns in the beginning of the parak, that's how Ketzer HaRegel works. Ketzer HaRegel, and the Gemara Mishnah gives an answer. Ketzer HaShen, and the Mishnah gives an answer. Okay? So that's the way Rashi says pshat. Tysus, we learned in the beginning of the parak, said differently. What did Tysus say? Tysus said a different pshat. What did Tysus say? Ketzer HaRegel, it's all one statement. And therefore what? If it's all one statement, therefore what? Ketzer HaRegel, mu'edes, l'shaber, d'rech ilucha, v'heim mu'edes l'chol l'shaber. Right? So he said that even our Mishnah and Shane, the same thing. You read the same thing in the same vein. So how do we say the pshat was? The first statement was talking about a what? A chaya. And then the second statement is talking about what? A behema. Yeah, that's the way the Gemara had it, pshat l'maisim. And didn't the Gemara have the pshat like that? The Gemara had the pshat like that. That we repeated it. Remember we repeated it twice? Yeah? So we repeated it twice. Remember we said the Gemara had a chiddush? What was the chiddush of the Gemara? That the first statement was talking about what? What was the first statement talking about? Chaya. And then the second statement was talking about a behema. Everyone remember that? That was on Yud Zayin and Beis. You guys remember that? The reason why it said what? The reason why it said two statements was to delineate a behema and a chaya. You remember why it said that? The safe with behema mu'edes. Remember that was the answer we said? The one's coming to tell me the chaya. When it says a shame wedes lecholz a royal law, it's referring to a chaya. And Lamai say afterwards when the behemoth says behemoth what, it's referring to what a behemoth. So that's what the Gemara said, Yair, on Yud Zayin and Beis. Okay? The only difference I'm pointing out between Rashi and Tosis was Rashi says a quick question and a quick answer. Yes? Rashi says a quick question and a quick answer. Tosis said it was all one statement. That was the machlokes we have between Rashi and Tosis. But no doubt, Lamaisa, we want to suggest that the Gemara said that the first statement of Ketzer HaShen Mu'edes is referring to what? A chaya. And what's the second statement referring to? Behema. It says Behema Mu'edes Lechol. So the first one is a chaya, the second one is a behema. That's according to everyone. That's the Gemara on Yud Zayin and the base. Okay? Yair, you got me?
Yeah.
Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is it a quick question and a quick answer is all one statement. Yoni, you got me? But we already learned on Yud Zayin base that the first statement was referring to a chaya, and the second statement is Behemoth is referring to Behemoth. Okay. Let's go, guys. Right in the Mishnah. Go ahead. Yonah Pinchas. Let's go. Go ahead. If you eat Ksus or Kalim, you pay how much? Chatzin Nezek. Because that's what? That's abnormal. That's called Karen. That's a Dover Meshunet. And Karen is Chayef. Lomaisa Chatzin Nezek. We know that. Shane is chayv nezik shalom. If it's b'med, go ahead, b'med, varim amurim. When do we say this din? That we say that what? Now I want you guys to get this down. This is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Yoni, fix that Gemara. We that Gemara that's tilted. Okay, we're covenant to the Gemara. Please get it. When it says b'med v'murim, what is it going on? Okay, I don't know where everyone is. We got mechazik lemais. We got and also on time lemais on time. In two levels. What is the b'med v'murim going on? Where is the b'med v'murim going on? It's going on what? Adam's sick today. What is b'med v'murim? So wait. Adam's sick today. So what is the b'med v'murim going on? It's definitely going on the first statement of what? Shein yischayv nezek shalom. Only where? There's just what? There's just on nizek. Please get that down. It's definitely going on the first statement. Donnie, what is the question I'm going to bring up now? Is b'med v'murim going on what? The second statement. Please get this down. Of when it eats ksus o keli pei chatzin nezek, is that only where? Rishus on nizek? Avav rishus rabin putter. Do you follow what I just said? Do you also say when it eats clothes in rishus rabin, are you also putter? You still chayav chatzin nezek. This is a machloikus in the Gemara on daf chaf. Chaf from it off. Get it down. Between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds. Amazing shita. Rav holds you are always putter rishus rabin. Even when you do strange things. What do you mean? Yehuda, I thought strange things means Karen. Isn't Karen Chayav Rishus HaRabim? Get this down. What's Rav's theory? Rav's theory is if you act like a Meshuggah and you put your stuff in what? You put your stuff where? Adam Sikdada. You put your stuff where? Come on, we got to be on time. Evan. Okay, I know you're not feeling well, but you work hard to come. Proud of you. But we got to be on time. You know what helps you out to the Shema? I try to be on time. Try to start on time. I don't always try to finish on time, but I try. I do try, and I'll try better. But I want you guys to be on time, and I will try to finish on time. But we got to be here on time. Tell the other guys. Okay, listen. Karen is chai, but she's arriving, and she's yochim. So how can this be going on the previous case? I'll tell you why. You know why I'll tell you? Because if you act like a meshuggah, why do you keep your clothes? Why do you keep your clothes in your Caleb and Shusha Rabin? Well, come on. This is not your street. If you're going to act like a Meshuggah, then if someone damages your stuff, you don't own it. You'll get any money at all. That's Rav's theory. Even on Karen, you're Pachter Rishus Rabin because you acted like a Meshuggah. So the B'med murmur is not going just on the first statement. It's going on the what? Second one as well. That's according to Rav. Shmuel argues. What does Shmuel say on Daf Chav? Please get it. Shmuel says that a behema is potter when it eats Rishus HaRabim, because Shane is potter Rishus HaRabim. But when you eat Ksus or Kalim, when you eat clothes or Kalim, which is a Dover Mishuna, I'm sorry. That's called Karen, and Karen is Chai Rishus HaRabim. So I'm going to ask you, Machling is Rav and Shmuel, this statement of Ben Murmur, is it going on? Just the first statement of the Mishnah? That Shane is potter Rishus HaRabim, but it's Chai Rishus HaNizik? Or is it also going on the second statement of what? Chaf, daf chaf amid aleph. Or do we say it's going on also achal kusel kelim? Rav says it's also. Karen Rishus Rav is normally chayv. What's the answer, Yuda? You act like a meshuggah. You don't deserve any money. What does Shmuel say? I'm sorry. Shane Rishus Rav is punter. Karen Rishus Rav is chayv no matter what. I don't care how you acted. You still get your money. You got it? Okay. Machleis Rav and Shmuel.
So it's not going on the first statement.
It's not going on the second statement. It's going on the first. It's not going on ksus. It's only going on a regular case of Shane. Okay? Please get that Machleis Rav and Shmuel. You must get that Machleis Rav and Shmuel. Okay, go ahead. It's a very important way how to read the Mishnah. Let's see, Mike. Go ahead. Please get this down. Shenenes. This is the halach of Hanot. Please get this down. This is your notebook. You need a piece of paper? This is the Makor Chas of the Din Hanot. There's a Din damage, Hesek. There's a Din called Hanot. You know what? For example, I got to spend $30 every morning to feed this animal breakfast. $30. Eats a lot. Do you know if my animal eats your food, Yoni? I don't have to give him breakfast. That's called hana. When my animal eats your stuff, you can view it as a damage. It had a value, and I pay you. Or I could view it as I save myself from paying breakfast. That's always generally cheaper. Hana is cheaper than mazik. I could have damaged your stuff as $100, your food. But the fact is, it ate so well, I didn't have to give it breakfast. So since I didn't have to give it breakfast, what's it then, Yehuda, please? This man, please. Try the best you can, okay? Precious time. Time is precious. It's the most important thing that we have. Kedusha Zman. Please get this down, Natan. Nahana is usually always less than Hezek. So this is the Chiddush. I want you guys to get this. A lot of people forget this. Shein Rishus Aram is Potter in damages, but it's Chayv in what? In Hana. You're Chayv in Hana. I have to what tell you? I didn't have to pei breakfast, so I don't have to pei damages. Shein Rishus Aram is Potter. But this is the mucker. You test him in base. Mishalin Mashanenis. Please get this down. Okay? Finish up the Mishnah. Go ahead. No, read again. Ketza Mishalin Mashanenis. Which place do we say that what? That's potter from damage, you pay hana. So go ahead. Achla. If you eat in the marketplace in the middle of the shuk, harchava means like a street, you know where there's markets. Go ahead. Mishalim. Because if you damage your potter, but you have to pay the hana. Go ahead. Mitzide harchava. Which means from the side, what's the side in the corners of the street? You know, that it's very crowded in. And it's very hard to, you know, get in those areas, right? And there's in those areas marketplaces. And Lamaisa, the owners, you know, use the Tzidei Rechava. And there's no, B'nai Rosh Hashanah can't stop them. And people push their way in there, and they get there, Lamaisa, the Miri says, and they stand there. Lamaisa, no one can stop there. So it's very, very much like a what? What would you call it? Which is very much like a very much like Rosh Hashanah. It's very much like a private domain. Even though technically it might be, I don't know if you did the public works and take out the footprints, you know, like they have in City Hall, maybe Taki is part of Rosh Hashanah. But for our purposes, it's what? It's Rosh Hashanah what? For our purposes, Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, what's the din? You're going to pay what? Not Hana, you're going to pay what? Shalom Ashehizik, okay? You're going to pay how much you damage, okay? Shalom Ashehizik, okay? So you got that din there? Okay, that's clear, okay? Here, Yoshua, you can sit over there by Donnie, okay? Here, Benjamin, you move in, okay? Guys, let's try to be on time. I just spoke about it. Please, 1:15. 1:15 to 2:30. It's Kedushas Man, precious man. You cannot lose it, okay? Bench, please. Please, we got to try the best we can, okay? All right, so what does it mean? Mitzid HaRachava for our purpose, Yoshiachim, Mishalim, what? Not Hana, Mishalim, Masha, what? Masha Hizik, no, Hizika. Right, it's Yoshiachim, like, for our purposes. Again, read it again. Mitzid HaRachava, Mishalim, it's Ma. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's like private domain. So you don't pay Hana, you pay damages. Go ahead. Mipesach HaChanus. What does Pesach Hanus mean? The opening of the market, of the store. Mishalim Masha what? Because that's Shane Bershus Arabin. Potter from damage, Chayv and Hana. What is Hana? You didn't have to pay the guy breakfast. You normally spend $30 to pay the animal breakfast. Because he ate your stuff, I don't have to pay it. I don't have to pay the damage of your food, but I do have to pay that I got out of breakfast, which is $30. If it was $100 damage. Go ahead. Beautiful. And if it's you ever seen a cow go into a store ever before? Do you guys ever see a cow go into the pizza shop? I'd like to order something. You ever saw a cow do that? How often does a cow ever get in this toch hanut? Right? I'll tell you one thing though. If he's in there, that's called Rosh Hashanah. What do you pay? You pay Karen. How much do you pay? You pay damages, Lamaisa. If it's the first three times, it's Chatzin Nezek. The fourth time, it's going to be Nezek Shalom. So you must get this notion, guys. If I would summarize this Mishnah, how would you summarize this Mishnah in Dinim? To know the Dinim, like we always say, I summarize. For the guys in the Koil and the Smicha, I always tell them they take the Bechina, they have to summarize, you have to know the Dinim. How would you summarize the Dinim? What do we learn from here? Shein Bershus Arabim is what? Potter from damages. Be specific. Don't just say Potter like we've been saying all along. It's potter from damage, but you're chayvin what natan hanoi. What is hanoi? Then you have to feed the guy breakfast. Feed the animal breakfast. Yes? What else do we say? What else do we say? That if it eats abnormal food, what is it? It's called karen. What's it din? You're chayv what? You're chayv l'maisa chatzinezik. Even what? Even birshus what? So that's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Are you chayiv in Bershus HaRabim the din of what abnormal food? So Rav said no because he acted like a meshuggah to leave his food there. And what do we say? What does Shmuel say? Shane is part of Bershus HaRabim, but you are chayiv in what? You are chayiv in Karen, and Karen will be chayiv in the damages halachal mas even in Bershus HaRabim. So that's the summarization of the Mishnah. Okay, very quickly, Yehuda.
Up until this point, it seemed like we were talking about hana lahazek.
No, that's different. That's hana, an attribute of pleasure to damage. But here we're talking about as a financial requirement, hana is different. I'm glad you brought that up. Hana is a part of an attribute of shame. But that's like having the prism of what? And what category is it? What rubric? Damages. Hana is a completely different concept called financial, which is a segue which we're going to get to right now. I want you to get this down. Please get that. Yehuda really brings up the following shayla, which I want you to get. What is the nature of hana? What is the getter adin of the payment of hana? Natan, you follow what I'm saying? What is the getter adin of hana? What does it mean that I got to pay hana? What's the nature of this chiyuv? So the Ksos HaChoshin in Simin Shin Sadi Aleph, Sifkon Beis, let's get it. You with me, Matthew? Yeah. He says the chiyuv to pay hana is not a chiyuv mazik. It's a chiyuv baal chov. It's like you owe money, it's a baal chov. I lend money from a guy, he owes me money. So the Ksos HaChoshin says a chiyuv baal chov. Just like a baal chov is nene. If I borrow money from you, Yonason, I'm nene. From what? I'm nene from your money. So too, I have to return it. So too, I'm nene from the Peres Chavero, because I didn't have to give my own breakfast to my own animal. So just like what you hanoah, just like there's hanoah l'maisa l'gabi the money, so too there's hanoah l'gabi the Peres. So the Tzachayshin says, Lachain, what does a Baal Chov normally collect? What type of real estate? Beinonis. Even though what? There are three types of real estate, Yoni. Okay, we learned that last semester. Let's say it over. Itis is the best. Itis. Best real estate. Ayin yud, dalad yud, tof. Itis. Get it down. Beinonis is middle category. Yehuda, you got me? Ziboris is the worst. Who gets itis? And Isaac, who's damaged. Who gets beinonis? A baal chov, someone who lends money. Who gets ziboris? A woman that's divorced or her husband dies. Subsession. There are three levels of real estate. You got to know that. So what is the nature of hana? So writes the Ksos HaChosh, it's like a baal chov. Nen is like a baal chov, just like I'm nene from the money I borrow from him, I'm nene from your parents, because I didn't have to feed my animal breakfast. So he says, Minat Torah, what's the baal chov get, the way we paskin? Minat Torah, what does a baal chov get? Minat Torah, I said Zibiris. He really gets the worst. Yeah. Why do we bump him up based on the Chachamim? Because no one's going to lend money anymore. If I lend you guys money and I get the worst land, I don't want to do it anymore. So they'll come based on the power invested in them, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So they elevate a Baal Chov to get what? From Zibiris to get what? Beinonis. Right? So what do you say about a Nenis? Says the Ksois, he's like a Baal Chov, but Minat Torah. So a nene gets what? Zibiris. Get it down. Get it down, Natan. The Ksoi says that a nene gets what? Only by Havod did they make a takana. They bumped him up to what pain in this. But by what Hanoe? Shane? Forget about it. There's no needless delis. What are you worried about? Did you write it down, Yehuda? Therefore, someone's nene gets Zibiris. Therefore, the halak is the Turbu Shusarabim is not midin mazik the Shane. It's midin Baal Choy. Says the Ksois HaChoshin that the nature of Hanoi, the Chiv Hanoi, says the Ksos, is what? Hanoi is like Baal Chov, but the Baal Chov on a level of Yeraisa, let the guy get Ziboiris. Halacha L'maisa, let him get Ziboiris. That's what the Ksos HaChoshin writes. Comes along the Chuvas HaRashba, the Rashba, Chelik Daud, Simon Yud Gimel, or Sameach quotes him in this Gemara on Perek Avul Chabez, that Shein Bershus Arabim, what's the din? He gets what? Beinonis. And the Chazanish writes the same thing. What's it based on, Yehuda? Lo plug. What does lo plug mean?
They said it. We don't.
When the Chachamim make a lo plug, that's it. They bumped him up to Beinonis? I don't care what type of bachov you are, whether you lent money or what I borrowed from your, I got enough from your fruit. I don't care what type of bachov. All bachovs are bumped up. They get bainedness. Yair. So the Rashba argues on the Ksos. The Rashba, Chazanish, the Dark David, they say, lo plu. Any bachov. Bachov of cash, a bachov of peiris.
Didn't we have a Havamina that we would bump him down?
No, that was a different sheet than Gittin. There's another sheet than Gittin that says really he starts off getting Itis. We bumped him down to Bainus. Remember why we bumped him down? You remember that? That was a different sheet. That's a different sheet than Tanoim.
They don't want people.
I know, we don't pasken like homes, that. What was a different sheet than Gittin said that a Bachov really gets Itis? Why we bumped him down to Bainus? Oh, you know what? You got a castle. I'm going to lend you money. I know you have no liquid cash. I'll lend you no money. 30 days you don't have cash, I'll take your castle. So they bump people down from what, that's according to the shita that Abachov gets in its original. We don't hold like that. We hold like the shita that Abachov gets what? We hold like the tana that Abachov gets what? Ziburis from the beginning. And then we bump him up. Okay? So let's get this. So we have two shitas so far, Yoni. The Rashba Lamaisa claims no. The Rashba and Judas. The Rashba writes, not that way. Rashba says, Hanav, the theme of Hanav, what do you get? You get vaininess. Because of a low plume, any Balchov gets vaininess. I don't care if you're a Balchov of money, or if you're a Balchov that what? You borrowed someone's payers. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, in the mitzvah, Nun Hei Osvav. Remember I said the old Adish used to write, abbreviations, very hard to figure out. About 30 years ago they came out, the Black Svarim with the new edition where they explain to you all, they explain to you all the Rosh HaTevis. You used to break your head to try to figure out what he's saying. He didn't have much paper, he was poor. I tell you, I got paper, that's true, I don't have any Karas HaTov. We have paper. Minchoske had no paper. Literally had no paper. He had to write everything in scribble like that. I used to give his shir sometimes in Riverdale by Dr. Dreisinger, Minchoskinuch shir. Now it's been transformed, that's not Minchoskinuch anymore. Originally it was the Minchoskinuch. The Rav loved the Minchas Chinuch. I used to give a shir once in a while by Dr. Dreisinger Sunday night. But they transformed it. They transformed it. The Rav used to love the Minchas Chinuch. The Rav, when he came to America in 1933, for 8 years till Rav Moshe Soloveitchik died, his father was a Rish Yeshiva here. For 8 years, he would travel from Boston to New York once in a while. He had a koil in Boston. First 8 years, he was in Boston. But once in a while, he'd come to Yeshiva visit his father. He'd give shiurim chaburas on Minchas Chinuch. He loved the Minchas Chinuch. Then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik died in 1941. The Rav came on a weekly basis to give shiurim here from 1941 till sometime in the late 80s. Maybe the beginning, maybe 1990. I don't remember what year he stopped. Late 80s. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik lived here in the Heights. They say when you looked out of his apartment window, they could see the GW being built. The GW was being built while he was alive. So he lived near the GW, so you could see actually the GW being built when he was, we'd visit him in his apartment. So the Minchas Chinuch writes like this. He says, I disagree with you, Ksos. I disagree with you, Rashba. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Mrs. Nunhei Osvav, please get it. He says, the Chiyuv is because of Baal Chov. So he says like this. He says an amazing thing. I don't disagree. He doesn't disagree. We're going to get to Reb Chaim who disagrees. But the Minchas Chinuch says the chiyuv of the Baal Chov. So if you're mafker, you're sure after the nezek, what's the din? Let's say my short damages someone, and I'm mafker it. What's the halacha? I'm still chayv al hana. When we say you're potter nagach vachach hifkir, the Gemara in Yud Gimel and Beis, you're potter midin what? Mazik. But I'm not potter midin hana. If I have a shore, the Gemara writes in Yud Gimel and Beis, and it damages, I'm mafker my shore. Okay, it's a gamble. I don't know if it's a gamble, but I'm after my short. I'm not going to pay damage, but at the same time, I lose my short. You're putter from damages for your chayv and hana. So let's get that Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch points out, Nogach, Bacher Kach Hifker, Nogach, Bacher Kach Hifker, the din is putter from what? I'm going to watch you guys get a putter, me Nizikin. I stress Nizikin. Achein, says the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, Chayev, you didn't have to feed him breakfast or lunch. He ate so much. So therefore, you're still a chayav b'hanah. That highlights, guys, that this Mishnah, on the Yotessim base, B'shalom HaShenenes Yehuda is a separate track than damages. I want you to know this. It's an esoteric chiyuv that comes up. But it's very important. It's a very important track in Choshen Mishpat, this notion of Hanah. One sec, Matthew. Okay? This brings us to the Reb Chaim. Reb Baruch Ber, the great Gaon, the Birka Shmuel, Simon Yadalo's base, quotes from Reb Chaim, amazing shot. He says, I disagree with all of you. He says, the Chi of Hanah is a Chi of Mazik. The Chi of Hanah is a Chi of Mazik. It is. And he brings a riot. I want you to get this. Natan, what's his raya? His raya is from a Gemara in Ksubas Laman of Abayz, which says as follows. Let's say you own some chalif. Let's say a person goes over and eats your chalif. What's chalif? Non-kosher fat of a kosher animal. Chalif, you eat chalif, you're high of karis, guys. Terrible listener. Donnie, what's the din if someone eats someone's chalif?
Like a person or ox?
No, the guy's cooking in his for whatever reason, I don't know why a frum guy would do it, but he's cooking chalif. He had his own chalif. Guy comes in, another guy comes in and steals your chalif and eats it.
On purpose?
And he sticks it down his throat. Besab liya, lemaisa. Talk of lo besab liya. What's the din? The din is your potter from paying what he derived on law from, based on the principle kimle bitterabim minay. Is anyone familiar with the klal kimle bitterabim minay?
Huge shear.
What does kimle bitterabim minay mean?
Based in, yes.
That if you have two punishments, you do an act or do two punishments, you're given the more severe one. Yehuda, you heard of it before? You got to know this. Please know this. Okay, you'd never be embarrassed to ask me. You got to know this. Kinlay, Vidarabimine. It's a very important topic. You got to know this. A guy doesn't act where there are two acts. One's more severe and one's more less. You give him the more severe one. Kinlay, Vidarabimine. You get the bigger one. Rabba, Mine, then the less one. Okay? If you eat Caleb, what's the din? Chayav Karis. But I also stole. There's a Chiv Momo. So I have the guy has a severe punishment of Karis, because he ate chalif, and he also stole a guy's food. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, you're potter from paying. So says Reb Chaim, it was a chiv hanah, then you should what? The Tovei should say, b'tanim amoni gabach. The guy who's in the kitchen says, you ate my chalif. I was going to sell it, I was going to give it to a goy. You ate my chalif, you got hanah, mamoni gabach. You took my stuff. My money's by you. How dare you do that? You had enough for my food. So if Kim Levi Rabbanei Potter said, what does it show, Natan? That Chiyuv Hanoah is a Chiyuv Mazik. Says Reb Chaim, he believes. Reb Chaim says differently. He claims, let's see. Reb Chaim claims, let's get it. Chaim claims Lamaisa that the din is that Hanor is a type of matter. Chiyuv Mazik. It is a type of Chiyuv Mazik. Yes, it is. And that's why Kimle Barabinate potters it. Because if it was different, then in that case you should pay. Even though you're Chayav Karis, you should shell out the cash. Because Mamoni Gabach, you did get Hanor from my food. The fact that we say Kimle Barabinate shows that the Chiyuv Mazik, Lamais is a Chiyuv Mazik, or Gzeila, however you want to say it, but therefore Kimle Bid Rabbanei what? Potters it. It's a different type of Chiyuv, I grant you. It's not value based, but it's based on how much I would have spent for my breakfast, for my food. But how do you conceptually categorize Chiyuv Hanah? Is it a separate category or is it under the rubric of Mazik? Says Reb Chaim, I believe it's under the rubric of Mazik, because Kimle Rabbanei potters it. So Reb David Lamais, Reb David Parvarsky says, you could say the following. You could slug it up. And you could say the following. You could say that the Tain of Mamoni Gabach is also punter based on Kimle Birabim. It's not a riot. Kimle Birabim is so overarching that it potters everything. I don't care what type of chiv it was under it. And if Shmuel Rozovsky says Reb Chaim is flat against the Ksos. Because what does the Ksos say? What does the Ksos say? The Ksos says, even on Halvoah, we say Kimle Birabim. The Ksos says, even on Halvoah, we say Kimle Birabim. So, Lamaisa, it's not necessarily a Raya, Halach Lamaisa. So, if I ask you conceptually, what is the Chiyuv Hanot? Three sheet is the Ksos, the Rashba, and the Minchas Kinuch all say it's a Din Hanoah. It's a separate track, it's like a Bachov. Do you get Ziboris or Benis? That's a detailed Machloikis. Technical Machloikis, Tos Rashba. Minchas Kinuch says, if you're not going to have a Hifkir Pantor, you still got to pay Hanoah. But says Reb Chaim, it's Kim Le Ben Rabbi B'nei. Kim Le Rabbi must be the Chiyuv Hanah. The Hanah is a Chiyuv Mazik. And therefore it's covered under Kim Le Ben Rabbi B'nei. Because if it's Mazik, Kim Le Ben Rabbi covers that. If it's not Mazik, then why does Kim Le Ben Rabbi cover it? Points out Reb David Perversky, it's not true. Mamoni Gabach. What does Mamoni Gabach mean? Like it's like a case of Balchol. Mamoni Gabach. That case. My money was by you. And this din of Halvah, they both say that Kim Leber Rabbi Nei covers that too. See, Reb Chaim was assuming, Yonah's son, that what? Reb Chaim was assuming that Kim Leber Rabbi Nei only swallows up what? Chiyuvim of damages. Any other chiyuv it doesn't swallow up. They assume not that way. They assume, Velumaisa, that it swallows up everything. So if I ask you what the nature of the chiyuv Hanoi is, Natan, there are two approaches. Either it's a chiyuv separate track, or it's what? A chiyuv mazik. What's it depend upon? Whether Kim Le Ben Rabbi Nei, you only say swallows up damages, or does it swallow up any other what peripheral chiyuv? You understand what I'm saying? And that leads us to the following. Get this down. Come on, guys. We've got a lot to do. Bench, get this down. The Rav would always say this over. Yoshua, please write it. There is a Gemara above Mitzvah, but Afsadi Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara writes as follows. Baba Tzia, Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph. Baba Kama Daf Ayin Amid Beis. The Torah says, Estan Asr Torah, Afilu Baal Limo. Estan Asra Torah, Afilu Baal Limo. What does that mean?
Oh, we know this, though.
And Esnan means as follows. A guy wants to live with a zona. Yeah. God forbid. Instead of giving her cash, he gives her a cow. The Torah says that cow is also to put on his back. That's called an Esnan. It's a pasuk in Chumash. I think it's Parshas Re'eh. Esnan. Asra Torah. Let's say a meshugah in a case. The son wants to live with his own mother. Rachmana Litzlan. And he gives her a cow. Is that cow usher now? If a son lives with his mother, what's the din? Schayv misa. Thayim and Asra. He's schayv misa. So maybe you shouldn't touch any financials. No. The animal's usher, even in that case. Benji, please get this down. The son's living with the mother. That's a chayv misa. So you think from the perspective of Kim Le Rabbi, he shouldn't touch any of the property. Shouldn't usher anything. The cow should remain mutter. Shouldn't shaf in this, or what does shaf mean in Yiddish? Doesn't register. Doesn't imbue. The Torah Gemara says, no, it applies. It applies. We asked the behemoth. So I ask you why. Why does this cloud exist? Why do we asked the cow? Why don't you say Kim Le Ben Rabbi Minei? No, why don't you say Kim Le? Two general approaches I want you to get. One approach is the Meiri B'Shem Rabbeinu Sarfatim. Do you know what the Meiri says B'Shem Rabbeinu Sarfatim? The Meiri says B'Shem Rabbeinu Sarfatim like this. What is the marker of Kim Le Rabbi Nei? Kidei Rishaso, according to evilness. A Torah says you only chayv on one rishas, not two. Kidei Rishaso. Kim Le Ben Rabbi Minei only applies to Chiyuvei Torah. But if you put a Chiyuv on yourself, a self-imposed Chiyuv, like a loan, or you pledge you're going to give money, that's a self-imposed Chiyuv. Kim Le Ben Rabbi Minei only takes care of Chiyuvei Torah, if it was Gezel, if it was damages. But Ischaivis Midas, Natan, you got me? Ischaivis Midas, Kim Le Ben Rabbi Minei does not touch. He says, Schaivis midas. Any chiyuv is midas, the Torah doesn't pot you from. Therefore, that Eston is usher. That guy promised his mother to give a cow, it's usher. I, Kim Le Ben Rabbi Nei, I don't care. Kim Le Ben Rabbi Nei only pot is a chiyuv Torah. It doesn't pot to a chiyuv what? Does not pot to a chiyuv you came about on your own. Yair, you follow me? It does not apply to a chiyuv that came on your own. You got me? Kim Le Ben Rabbi does not apply to a chiyuv you put upon on yourself. Yoshua, you got this? You're not writing it down.
I got it.
You want a pen?
I got it.
Scott, no. Find your pen. Schaivus midas only applies to chiyuv v'toyru. It does not apply to a self-imposed chiyuv. Let's get it. You want paper?
I got it.
Schaivus midas does not apply to a self-imposed chiyuv. That's the first thing. Who does that go with, guys? Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say? That Kim Liberamid only applies to what? What does it only apply to? He said that it must be the Hanah, must be a Chiyuv Mazik, because otherwise what? Otherwise what, Natan? Then Kim Liberamid wouldn't what?
Apply.
Wouldn't apply. So it must be the Hanah's got to be put on the rubric of what Chiyuv Etayr. You got me? So Reb Chaim follows beautifully this Mehiri B'Shem Rabbi Sarfatin. Shimon, you got me? What's the other theory? Why? Tfisa or Balatz Yidei Shamayim?
Who says this?
This is Rashi, Bob Mitzvah, Sadi Alef and Aleph. Tfisa, Uba, Latzis, Yidei Shamayim. What does that mean?
It means Tfisa is out of your own. Vigilante. You're not going through basement. When we say that animal's usher, you know why that animal's usher? Because Kimla and Rabbani should what? Should not allow any chiyuv to get off the ground. That animal should be mutter. But what happens if the mother grabs the cow? If the mother grabs the cow, then what? The animal's usher. Or what? Let me ask you. What does Kim Levit Rabbanei take away? What does it extinguish? It extinguishes chiyuvim that come from what? Come from Beis Din. From a chiyuv Beis Din. But if you have an extra legal chiyuv, not extracurricular, an extra legal chiyuv, that you have it between the Abishter and yourself. You wake up every morning, look yourself in the mirror. Should you pay this guy cash? I know a story of a man that went chapter 11, which legally exempts you from paying all your debts, but he made sure he paid every penny off himself later in life when he came back, even though legally he didn't have to. That's what this is, Baletzit Shemayim. There is maybe a few bullets in Shemayim. He promised to give the cow. What's the answer? That's why the animal is awesome. You understand what I'm saying? Kimle Barabi potters what? Natural chiyuvim that come from Beis Din. But it doesn't come from chiyuvim that are from Tfisa or come from where? An extra legal chiyuv about the Shemayim. And in that sense, the animal will be usher. So why did Rashi not say like Mir Rishim Rabbeinu Sarfatim? Because who does he hold like? He holds like all these other Gedol Acharon that say what? Kimle Barabi Mnei does apply to Mamoni Gabach or Haval. It applies across the board. Don't give me the business. It applies across the board. It extinguishes all chiyuvim less than misa, whether it's a chiyuv ischavis midas or it's a teri chiyuv. You follow what I'm saying? Again, let's write it down. Kim lebi rabbani, this is more severe punishment, exempts what according to first shita? Only Torah chiyuvim, damages, stealing, but in a chiyuv that you came on your own, where you paid a loan on yourself or promised to give money, then kibler I doesn't take care of it. That's the first sheet, the Mir Rishim Rabbeinu Sarfatin. Second sheet that says it does, but extra legal chiyuvim like tifisa and bolus mind that Kim Lerai doesn't touch, that's why the animal is usher. And that goes to the hardcore of what we just said today, guys. What's the nature of the chiyuv of Hanah? If the nature of the chiyuv of Hanah is what? Is separate, says Reb Chaim, so why does Kim Lerai rob him and he said, it must be a chiyuv mazik. No! The other Achronim say it's a separate track. Why does Kim Lerai rob him? Because Kim Lerai rob him covers everything. Done! Kim Lerai covers anything that comes from a Beis Din. Might not cover Tfisa or Skavis, a Tfisa or what? Or Bolet de Shemayim, but it covers any chiyuv that comes from Beis Din. You follow me? Whether it's self-imposed or it's Torah imposed. Yoni, you got this? That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? We got that, Chlor? You got to get this shtickle tire. Because this is the nature of Hanah. People always are in trouble. What is Hanah? What is Hanah? What is the financial notion of Hanah? You got to know what it is. I did not have to pay breakfast. That is the Hanah. Got to know it like this, and we have to know what the nature of it is. Okay? All right. Let's move on now. Second Mahalach. Real quickly, Matthew. Quick.
But I know this came up, but meaning by Nezikin, why is Hanah then like only kind of localized by Shein? It makes sense it didn't Achila. But we know it's not, because by Alva also.
Where else do you have Hanah?
That's what I'm saying.
What other office Nezikin has Hanah? Only Shein. This is where it comes up. That's why it's in our Mishnah. None of the other ones Zika carry with it Hanoi. Only Shane does. It's an excellent horror. That's why it's found geographically in this Mishnah. Okay? The attribute of Hanah is only by shame, Matthew's pointing out. That's why it's in our Mishnah. Okay. First Malach. Second Malach. Let's get it. We've got to get moving. The Rush. I gave you the Rush. Let's get it. The Rush and Simon Gimel asks a very, very simple kasha. I want you to get this. The Rush asks, why does our Mishnah not teach a case of Achla Basar? Bofen Shein Dark Alecho. You know, there are certain meats that they love, animals, but there are certain meats they won't touch. Why didn't the Mishnah give a case where we're talking about Basar is not Derek Lecho? Why has it got to have such a crazy case where it eats clothes or kalim? They're not moths. Moths eat clothes, guys. Mothballs, right? Animals don't eat clothes. Why does the Mishnah give the case of Achla Chuso Kalim? Give a case where it what? Ate food it doesn't eat, it'll eat. I don't know what food it won't touch. You know, there's certain foods animals won't touch. Come up with any food it is. Okay, goats eat anything, Lamaisa. Goats eat anything. I don't know if they eat it, they chew everything. Okay. All right, let's go. Did I ever tell you the story when I was saying Shirim once and it's a throw for YU? I had to go to Or Yishalayim. So, you know, Or Yishalayim is the Moshav Bei Meir. So I left my bag there. The goat almost ate my tefillin. Mamish. I had to run back there. A goat almost grabbed my tefillin. Okay. Let's go. So the Rush says like this. Why didn't the Mishnah teach a case of Basar Ba'ofen Shein Darka Lechol? What's the case? Ted Vavim Bez, we've come back to this case many times. The dog ate the goat, ate the sheep. You pay Chatzin Nezik, Ted Vavim Bez. That's a much bigger chiddush than eating clothes. Why is it a much bigger chiddush? You guys tell me. Because why? When you eat meat, at least you get Hanah, even though it's not the Derek to eat that meat. But at least you get Hanah and you're Chatzin Nezik. So we want the Mishnah always to teach a bigger Kiddush. Why does the Mishnah teach a more simpler thing of eating clothes?
Why is it a bigger Kiddush?
Because it's food at least. It got Hanah, but despite that, you only pay Chatzin Nezik because it's not what now normal. That would have been a bigger Kiddush. In the realm of food, you ate something abnormal, so therefore what? You're still Chatzin Nezik. That would have been a better Kiddush. Who asked that Kasha? The Rosh. Simon Gimel. So get this down. Because this opens the door to a second Malach. Let's get it. Says the Rosh, amazing. We've mentioned this machlokes before. This is where it comes up. The Rosh says, I want to tell you something. When that dog ate the lamb, that was peculiar. What was peculiar about it? When it murdered the lamb. How often do you see a dog murder a lamb? Natan. That's considered to be a pchas misa, that's mishunit. How much was the lamb worth? $1,000. How much is it worth dead now? $500. What's 1,000 minus 500? 500. What's half of 500? 250. A tom should pay 250. But then the dog says, oh, look at this beautiful carcass. Then he licks his chops and eats the whole thing. Is that normal? That's normal. For a dog to kill a lamb in the first stage of that portrait is mishunin. The second stage of the portrait, for a dog to eat up the lamb and lick its chops, that's normal. What's the din when you have a portrait where the first stage is Meshunah and the second stage is Derech? Is Orche. Says the Rosh, oh, but what's the Rosh's Chiddush? The Rosh says, Alach Lamaisa, that with the Kelev ate afterwards, it's not Meshunah, you must pay what the Kelev was Nene, Nezik Sholem, Mishum Shein. And therefore, when it says Pater from paying, what is it Pater from paying? The Rashba says the same thing. On Tetvav Mesh, when the dog eats the what? The lamb, you're punter from paying. What are you punter from paying from, Benji? You're punter from paying the demay damages. But you're chayv to pay mashenene. Amazing. You're chayv to pay mashenene. So says the Rosh. How did the Rosh answer the kasha? The Rosh says, why didn't the Mishnah give a case of what? Why didn't the Rosh give a case of what?
Mishnah.
What'd you say?
Mishnah.
Why didn't the Mishnah, thank you. Why didn't the Mishnah give a case of what? Achla basa that it normally doesn't eat. Why do you got to have a crazy case of clothes? What's the answer? Because you know why? The bottom line is when he eats it, what's the din? It is at the end of the day, pays what? Pays Nezik Sholem from the Hanah. And our Mishnah said Chatzin Nezik, so it doesn't fit the bill.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is that if you have a portrait that the first stage was what? Was Mishun, and the second stage was Orche, it remains Orche. Doesn't paint the whole portrait as being Mishun. That's the Shita Sawad Rosh, and that's why the Mishnah didn't give this case. Because it doesn't fit the bill of Chatzin Nezik. Because you would pay Nezik Sholem on the fact that he ate it. Ah, it wasn't a Mishunah that it killed it? Yeah, that was Mishunah. But the second stage is what? What's the second stage, Natan?
Nezik Sholem.
Orche, and therefore you pay Nezik Sholem from the perspective of what? Hanoi. So it doesn't fit the bill, Chatzin Nezik. You understand that? Okay. Who argues, says the Rosh? Get it down. Rashi. Rashi HaKodesh. Rashi writes on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph that if the beginning of the damage was Mishunah, it paints a picture. The whole picture is Mishunah. It doesn't change. The second stage was Derek, I don't care. He says, Lomais, it's Mishunah, you are not Chayev on the Achila. The Tchilas Nezik Mishunah paints a whole picture, not Chayev on the Achila, Shave Orche. And this is what? This is the sheet of Rashi. The whole thing is Mishunah. Chazonish quotes Yam Shul Shlomo, it's also Cholik on the Rosh. Since the beginning of the Hezek was Bishinui, the Achil that comes from it is also considered to be what? A Shinui as well. Always Chatzin Nezik, guys. Always. Paints a whole picture. So you'll pay what? 250, half of the 500? And then what about regarding what? What'd you say? Yeah, also 250, what sheet? Aye, but it's normal? No, it's not. Came from a portrait of a Shinui. Cousin Ishto asks, I want you to get this. What happens if another dog comes? Wow. The first dog killed, and then another dog comes and eats up the carcass. What would you say in that case? He says, there's no doubt that that's considered to be what? That's not in the portrait. That is normal for a dog to do. And we call that Shane Mamish. That's not called Karen. He says, there's no way. Why on earth would you call that second dog Karen? No way. For him, it's normal, the second dog. It didn't murder, it ate. That's normal. Okay? That's Vadai Shane. Why should you consider what the Achilles Karen Lamaisa, if another dog would come, he doesn't like this whole Shita, guys, the Chazanish. He's such a guy, he was one of the Gedolei HaDor. He says, I can't understand the Shita Nishon. If another dog is considered to be Shane, then why could the first dog be considered Shane? I don't care if killing it the first stage was Shinui. Why should that affect the second stage? If a second dog would come in, what would you call that second dog? Shane. So the first dog that did the murder also should be called Shane. He doesn't understand the Shita Rashi. Chazanish.
No,
when he went to Shammai. Chazanish Lemaitse.
I always said the Chazanish quotes Yam Shal Shlomo who agrees with Rashi.
The Chazanish quotes Yam Shal Shlomo that's Cholik and the Rosh. What is Shita's Rashi? If it's Mishunah, the whole thing is Mishunah.
Yeah.
And he quoted the Yamcha Shlomo that says the same thing. Chazanish doesn't like the Shita though.
Oh, meaning the Chazanish is Mechal.
Chazanish doesn't like the Shita. He likes the Rosh. Okay. When he went to Shemayim, Lomaisim, his tummy asked this Kasha. When he went to Shemayim, he asked this Kasha. And what was the Kasha? I forgot to turn my phone off. He said, why is the first dog different than the second dog? That's what the Chazanish do when he came to Shemayim. He asked, I don't understand Shitas Rashi. He asked on the Rosh and the Yamcha Shlomo. You heard? It's a great kasha. Who cares, Yair, whether the first stage is the Shinui? Second stage is normal. Why should that affect the second stage? Oh. 1 second, Natan. What's the nature of this machlekes? What is the nature of this machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh? Let's write it on the board. When you have a portrait. Tchilas Mishunin. Tchilas Mishunin. Vacherkach Orche. What do you say, guys? What's the sheet of who? Sheet of Rashi is what? The whole thing is Mishunin. Whole thing. What is Rosh? Shlav Rishon, first stage, Mishunah, second stage, Shlav Sheni, is Orche, done. Does not affect the whole thing. Because he says that the Rush is right. If another dog would come and eat the carcass, that's normal for that dog. Why is it not normal for the same dog? What is this Machlokes totally based on? We mentioned many times this year, guys. I would venture to say maybe 5-6 times. What's the nature of the chiyuv of niske moment? Natan, what is it? Is it what?
The
Is it the pshias abaylim exel, the negligence of the gavra, or is it what? Or is it the extension of your hand? Is it mamon hizik? You plug it in for me, Natan. Who holds what? Who holds what? You tell me. I'll tell you then. If the mechayiv is what? Shmir is bialim. Go ahead. If it's meshunin, was the guy negligent?
No.
If the mechayiv is shmir is bialim, and it started off strange, let the whole thing be strange. I wasn't negligent in the beginning, then I can't be viewed as negligent even later. But if the mechayiv, Dani, if the mechayiv is what? Extension of my hand, then granted the first stage is meshunin. But when it becomes regular, what's the din? Nezik shalim. This is what we want to say is Paulie. You follow me? We want to say that's the nature of what? This machlekes Rashi in a rush. That's the nature of this machlekes Rashi in a rush. What is the mechayiv of niskim moment? Everyone got his natan. Plugs in good, no? Plugs in well. That's the machlokes we want to say between Rashi and Rosh. Yoni, you got me? If it's the pshi of the bialim, I was not pshi in the beginning. I didn't know it act peculiar. I wasn't on my toes because I didn't know it act that way. So even though later on it's normally, why should I be mechayiv for that? But if the mechayiv is extension of my hand, well, in the first stage it was meshunah. Second stage became normalized, so pay for that. Yes, Natan.
You could say that that the reason that just because another dog came along would be just orchid.
Yes.
Because that dog doesn't have any preconceived, had done nothing before. So at the moment, you just assume it's a normal dog that eats normally. However, the dog that attacked it,
yes,
we already know this is a crazy dog. And it's possible it's not even eating the meat for Hannah. It's like tearing the meat apart. It's just clawing at it. It's crazy.
Uh-huh. Interesting. My response to you is that no. An animal eats because an animal eats. It's a carnivore. It eats.
It's a crazy dog.
I understand, but you don't say that the fact that it's eating now is also crazy. It's still acting like a normal animal.
If the dog saw...
Natan wants to say that if it was crazy enough to be able to kill a lamb, so when it eats bite, that it's eating is also abnormal. It's not true.
No.
Just because it's a strong, it lifts weights, this type of animal, doesn't mean that when it eats, we view everything that it's abnormal. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? That's a shot, you guys. You're able to respond. Yes, you. Go ahead.
Are we saying that the hanah is hanah to the owner or hanah to the animal?
Doesn't make a difference, the mice. It's not to the owner. You didn't have to pay for breakfast. Remember?
No, but keep saying by the animal like rubbing itself against the wall.
That's different. That's what I said to you. That's different. That's a characteristic of shame under the rubric of damages. This hana is different. This is hana to the nizik. This is hana to the nizik. He didn't have to pay breakfast. So the hana to the nizik, the mazik, you know, used my property to help himself out. You pay me, Mr. Mazik. It's different. Yes, Natan.
Actually, I have an afternoon for that. Let's say you're going to see your cow breakfast. And that day, your friend said, oh, I have leftover food that I'm going to throw out. Here, come take it. And then your animal ate something else for Hana.
What's the answer to your own kasha? You gave me a Heki Timsa, but we don't view that as what? As the case in Metzias. It means theoretically I have to pay him breakfast. This one morning, okay, I have a friend that's going to give them breakfast. Okay, good. But on the day where what? Where he, with a regular day where I have to pay breakfast, Lemais, doesn't practically mean on that particular day.
No, I'm saying it's enough to me, because if you hold that it's hanah for the animal, then you're still chayv. You hold the hanah for the owner, then you're not
chayv. No, it's no doubt it's hanah for the owner. The mazik took advantage. Yeah, hanah means the guy, the mazik took advantage of me. It's no doubt the mazik. It's on the gavra. The mazik took advantage of my property. You pay for it. It's not fair. Okay? All right, good. Excellent, guys. Okay, let's go. Let's go, Yonah Pinchas. Let's go now. Let's begin the Gemara. Let's go, guys. Okay, we got a lot to do. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's see. Nichnasol Achatzra Nizik V'Ochla Ochlin. Why? Wow, comes into the Chatzah Nizik and eats food that's royal law. What's it din? Vishasa, what shasa? Drinks. Mashkin Ruin law. Go ahead, Mishalim. Right? Sitting there and there, eat there. He takes your Snapple, takes your Powerade, drinking it, right? Mashkin. It's Mashkin. It doesn't say Miami. You have to come up with the Mashkin. Try to make it, dramatic.
So he drinks this stuff. Nezik shalom. What'd you say?
Is power grain a regular for animals?
I'm going to imagine, no doubt. Sugar, they love sugar. V'chein, go ahead, V'chein. Excellent. What happens if a chaya? What's a chaya? What's a chaya? Wild animal, not domesticated. Comes into my chatzer, rips up a behemoth and eats the boss. How much do you pay? Nezik what? How many, Nezik shalom, how many examples were given? Three. Behemoth? The Oakland and Shaska, the drink is two, and the Chai is three. Go ahead. I have something to tell you from the Miri. Please get it down. Amazing Miri. Why don't you get it down? Amazing Miri. Let's take a lion. Let's take a lion. Actually, I heard on the radio a few weeks ago there was a man that almost got, it was hiking, almost got killed by a lion.
Killed it with his bare hands.
Yeah, killed it with his bare hands. But listen to this case of the Miri. Listen to this. What happens if you have a lion? Now, what does a lion normally do? A lion normally eats while it's alive. In other words, it claws at things and eats it while the thing is still alive. It rarely kills and then eats. It's a miri. So he says, what happens in a case? Amazing thing. What happens if in the case where the lion killed first and then it ate? You know what he says? That's a shinui. That's Karen. How much do you pay? Chatzi Nezik. Wow. The Bryce said Nezik Sholem has to do it in the manner in which it does it. In this case, Lamaisa, and didn't do it in the manner in which it did it. Lamaisa. Okay.
Rabbi, did people own chayos?
I don't know, Lamaisa, but you have to say. You have to say, what's your animal? Deer. Deer they owned. Go ahead. Para. Saorin. A cow that ate what? Barley. Now, what's strange about that? Because what is barley? Barley is food for a donkey. Cows don't usually eat barley. Go ahead. And a donkey eats karshina. What is karshina? Leeks. Leeks is normally food for who? For a cow. Go ahead. Kelev. Leekak is a shemen. A dog that lapped up the oil. Go ahead. What kind of dog laps up oil? It's like the Meshuggah Hunt the Rav talked about, the toothpaste. Go ahead. Or a pig that ate a piece of meat. They normally don't eat meat usually. Well, we'll see. Go ahead. Shalmim Nezik. Why? I thought Shane is what? I thought Shane, this is not the derech to eat these things. What is the chiddush of this, guys? What is the chiddush of this? Even though this is what? What is this? What do you say? What is this? Even though this is not their normal food, what do we say? Since Bishas Adchak, what? They would eat this stuff if they had no other food. Excellent, Benji. We treat this food as ra'ui. And therefore, even when we eat them when there's not emergency, even when we eat them when there is other stuff to eat, you're chayiv nezek sholem. It's a tremendous chiddush. Okay? Look at Tosfos. Go ahead, guys. Let's go. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's go. Yona Pinchas, every day. It's like Rav Rosenzweig said, that the guys who weren't here yesterday, did you hear that? Meiridik Apshat. Meiridik, the cataclysmic, catastrophic Eglazav.
Are we going to do the other ones?
Fanfare. Oh, we said we would do those other three. We got to do. The fanfare. Everyone wants fanfare. The lunch pail. Every day you come in. Every day you bring your lunch pail in. You know what I mean by lunch pail? You go to work every day with the lunch pail, with the thermos. You don't need fanfare. You show up every day, 9 to 3. Why you? Why? Underline it 50 times.
Cross out.
Yeshiva. No. You don't have, I like the raw, but you hear what I'm saying? The straight. The inculcation. Tamidim u'musafim kilchosim. Tamidim are first. Every day, the inculcation. Not just fanfare. You need those days, but to propel you. Springboard. That's what you gotta have. Zok Tysis, go ahead, Yonah Pinsel. Chazer. Chila Yedea Dchaki Kinmasik. It's a chila through what? Difficulty. They don't normally eat basar. Go ahead. Hanachrim. Aye, but the Nishis is Maduris Nachrim. What's Maduris Nachrim? Goyish Ahatz.
Goy is your house. What?
40 days.
Go ahead. Maisi law?
Maisi law.
Kol makom. Shechazir v'chulda.
V'chulda.
Lahalech. Bidika. This is a mission all of us. What's the mission say? Go ahead, Matthew. What does the mission say?
That if Goyim live in a house and then you move in there, if they live there for more than 40 days, it can be rendered tamei because lo'aleinu, when Goyim have miscarriages, they bury the stillborn
in the house. So mace akum is metame ba'oihel. That's a machlokes tanoim. Yes, the Goyim lived in homes. And if they would have a miscarriage, they would bury their, or they would have a 9-month baby, build it full term, but it was a stillborn, God forbid, they would bury it under the ground of their house. So if you buy such a house, you can assume there's stillborn fetuses under there. It's metame mace, because you're under the same roof. Now, is a mace akum metame boil datan? What are the three ways you can have too much communicated? Ohel, masa, or maga? Let's start from the most. What's maga? Touching. Mag is touching. What's number two? Masa. Carrying. You carry a suitcase with a mace inside of it. You didn't touch the mace. You carry the mace. What's number three? Ohel. Is a mace akum etame v'ohel? So machloik is panoim in Yavamis. Samachal from it alf. Tim the Tanakam and Bashim Bar Yochai. Mace akum etame v'ohel. This has grave ramifications. We spoke about at the beginning of the year regarding a Kohen, why he cannot go to medical school. Because all the cadavers are usually not non-Jews. You can't be in under the same roof as them. In the classroom. In the lab. Chaber says, Yesh Lachmer. Yesh Lachmer. Meis Akim, Machloik is Machaber, Machloik is Tanoi, Machloik is Machaber, Machloik is Ramam Raivid, Machloik is Machaber Omal. We're Machmer, the Machaber says. Meis Akim is Metamib Oyo. That is why, guys. That is why a Kohen cannot go to medical school. Because he cannot be under the same roof. Ah, it's a goy. Mesakim is metame boil too. Machleis tanoim. So you have all these babies that are underground. And you know what the Gemara says in Pesachim? You buy a house like this before Pesach. You buy a house before Pesach. What's the din? Do you have to worry about bread?
No.
In the house? No. Because there's pigs and rats. Anytime the pigs and rats go, you don't need bedikah. Because you can rest assured they ate everything. They ate the bread, they ate also the stillborns too. So what do you see from there? You see that a pig eats meat of a human being, but he eats basar. Taitzis says here it's considered to be what? Achila yedir chak. It's not normal for a pig to eat regular meat. What do you mean? The Mishnah says in Olos that pigs do it all the time. The Gemara Pesachim quotes that Mishnah. So pigs do eat flesh. Well, do they eat flesh or do they not eat flesh? Stirim. It's a stirim. But that's why we assume a Kohen cannot go to medical school. Mace Akim's Metamei Bo'ohel. I had a Kohen, Talmud, many, many years ago. He was a very bright fellow. Bal Nidus. Wanted to be a Kohen. He wanted to be a doctor. He's a Kohen. So he's a scientist now. He's a scientist. He got a PhD in biology. He didn't go to medical school because it was awesome. There's only a few other sheetahs. Okay, we're not downing other sheetahs. But our Messiah is that it's awesome. Okay? All right, what's the answer? Go ahead. Omer Ben Atam. Please get it down, the answer. What's the answer? Stillborn's flesh, Rahman al-San, is soft. Soft meat pigs eat. Hard meat, though, they don't eat. And that's what our Gemara is talking about. Hardened meat is not the norm for a pig to eat. That's Tysus Teretz. Okay? Please get that down. Comes along the Rashba. And I said I would finish up the other answer, so we should. But let's get this Rashba. Please get it. The Rashba, the Ramask Achila, says like this. Please get it. The Rashba asks, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and daf ayin vav amud aleph. Please get it. That Achila ayedei tchak, let's get this down, Matthew. Achila ayedei tchak is not considered to be an Achila. If you eat out of what? Difficulty, it's not an Achila. What does our Gemara say? Achila yedei chak is an achila. Which is it? It's a stira between Gemaras. Gemara Baba Kama Yutessa and Beis Yehuda against Gemara and Shabbos. What daf? I involve him in alf. It's a stira mamish. Our Gemara says Achila yedei chak is chai mishum shein. And Hilchos Shabbos, What do you mean Hilchos Shabbos? If you carry food from Rosh Hashanah to Shus Rabin, but it's food that's not normally eaten, you're not chayv otso. You're not chayv otso. Because achila idea dchak. So carrying that, you're not considered to be chayv. So which is it? In Shein, achila idea dchak is considered to be an achila. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's not the gabi vis-a-vis otso. That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba answers like this. Listen to this. The Rashba answers an amazing thing. The Rashba says the Gabi Hotzah has nothing to do with Achila. Hotzah is only on things you carry that have a Chashivas. Something that's not royal to eating is only Bishas Atak has no Chashivas at all. Since it has no Chashivas at all, what's the din? What's the din since it has no Chashivas at all?
It's not under carrying.
It's not considered to be what? Achila, it's not caring. Correct. But in our sugya, what are we dealing with? Whether it's a Dover Mishun or not. Something that's roi to a behemai deit chak is not a Mishunin. That's the Rashba's answer. Jonas, you got it? Again, in Hotzah, what's the standard? Something that's a chashav thing you're carrying. Hotzah is carrying on Shabbos. You have to carry items on Shabbos that are chashav. Food that's not normally eaten, but only on deit chak, is not considered to be an important item. And therefore you're not chayv Hotzah on it. Whereas in our sugya, the standard is it mishuna or not? And the answer is that if as long as it's achila, ayideh davar dchak, that's not considered to be ayin mishuna. It's not mishuna. Even though it's an achila ayideh dchak, that's not mishuna. Yehuda, you got me? That's the answer of the Rashba. What's the Maariv Chayes answer? The Maariv Chayes gives a second answer. What's the answer? He says, yimechalakin adam in a behema. Wow. By an adam, Achila de dechak is not an achila. And therefore in Hotzah and Shabbos, it's not considered to be Hotzah. If people don't normally eat that food, then forget about it. You're not going to have Hotzah on it. But by a behema, we treat it like achila. Makes sense? People are much more finicky. Achila de dechak is not an achila. Therefore, it's not considered Hotzah on Shabbos. But achila de dechak for behema, they're not finicky. So that's considered to be a shame. And a chayv mitam shame. That's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of the Rashba. I'm sorry, that's the Maariv Chayes. That's the Maariv Chayes answer. Okay, we got this floor? Oh. Benji, good?
Good.
Okay, let's close now. I said I would finish up what we said in the Chumash yesterday. Let's get it. Yesterday we said, and tomorrow we got to go right to, we got a lot to do. Okay? Yesterday we said that Rav Ronsweig's sleep was my.